The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I don't care what you are doing. Stop it. And give me the next 30 minutes of your time. You will not regret it. I don't believe you'll ever be the same if you will give me the next 30 minutes. Why? My guest, Ron Archer, is an author, world-renowned inspirational speaker, business executive. He's been a leadership trainer for corporations and the military. He has advised several U.S. presidents, and he is one of the most powerful speakers I have ever heard, and that is saying something from me. I had the opportunity of getting acquainted with Ron and hearing him speak several months ago. And it was an absolutely life-changing experience. He has a brand-new book out, What Belief Can Do. Ron Archer, I am honored and privileged to welcome you to the program today.
Well, my friend, it is always a joy and a pleasure to reconnect with the voice of heaven that spreads the good news like no other. I am honored to be with you and your wonderful audience to talk about God is on the throne, and prayer changes things, my man. How you doing?
Well, if there was ever an example of that, my brother, you are. I am well, and I am delighted to have the opportunity of speaking with you. This book was in the process the last time you and I were together, but it has now come about. And, Ron, it is incredible. It is better than what I expected. What Belief Can Do by Ron Archer. And I am very pleased that it is a Salem book from our parent company. It's an imprint of Regnery. So what a privilege to have you as a part of our Salem family with your first book, Ron.
Well, Salem has been more than a publisher. They have been a family to me. They've been coaches. They have been advocates. I mean, I've written many books, but I've never had such a close, intimate, dynamic relationship with a publisher who sees you as an agent of God and wants to help you to express whatever God has written for you in your book, and they are amazing. So, 5 stars for Salem. I endorse them. They are amazing. They've been so good to me.
And you know, I knew that you had written other books. I misspoke, but it is your first book with Salem. In the introduction, it ends by saying, quote, "In that moment, all I felt was my pain. I held the gun in my right hand and raised it to my head. I pressed the barrel against my temple without any hesitation. I pulled the trigger." Well, Ron, something happened because I'm talking with you, and I don't want to get in your way. I want my listeners to hear your story. Would you just briefly share your story? Born in Cleveland, Ohio, you are a Buckeye.
All the way, baby. I believe scarlet and gray. We were robbed, by the way. We were robbed against Clemson. I'll never go to sleep again. We were robbed, but that's okay.
All right. Tell us your story. Ron Archer was a trick baby. What does that mean?
Yes. Well, let me try to give some vernacular of ghetto linguistics so that your audience can better understand the context of what that means. My mom was a call girl at 16. She was turned out. Her mother was sick with cancer. Her father was in jail. Biracial family, by the way. So my grandmother was German, skinny and tall. We called her French fry. Grandpa was big and black from Cuba. We called him hamburger. They made a happy meal and all of that. But Grandpa went to Mansfield Reformatory for hitting a man for calling his wife a nigger lover. And Granny got cancer and got sick, and they lost everything. and seven kids. My mom was the oldest. A man said to her, "Don't you know you're sitting on a gold mine?" And she said, "What do you mean?" He says, "You are so beautiful, exotic, and hazel eyes and black hair that we can help you make money to save your family by just giving you a dress, and you look nice, and you sit with my customers." And didn't know this was sex trafficking at the time, and they turned her up, beat her up, raped her, and mom became a call girl. And after 2 years of doing that, she got pregnant. Now, when a woman is a prostitute and she's selling her body to what is called a John, and the John pays her, he's paying her for what is known as a trick. The woman is tricking him to believe that she loves him, and he believes it, and that is the relationship. But every now and again, when the trick and the John have their business transaction, there is a quality control problem. Mm. There's an oops. The John impregnates the prostitute, and we call that having a trick baby, and that's how I was born. But they tried to abort me, not my mom per se, but her pimps. And first they tried to give her Quaaludes and alcohol, and then they beat her up, and then finally, they had enough of it, they took a hanger, straightened it out, put up her body. Sorry, audience, but it's raw and real. The book is very raw, very real. It tells it like it is, no sugarcoating it, and they tried to abort me several times, and mom had me premature. I was born with all kind of dysfunctionalities. Ear, nose didn't correct, wet the bed. Brain didn't work very well as a stutterer. I've been sexually abused with a broomstick by a babysitter. So by age 10, you know what I said, Bob? I had enough. Mm-hmm. Go sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here. I'm tired of being molested, raped, beat up. I'm a stutter. Mom is still a prostitute. I don't know who my daddy is. My grandmother is not well. My grandfather's still in jail. You know what? Let me just say this. If the next 10 years are anything like the last 10 years, I don't want no more years. So I grabbed the gun in my mom's nightstand, pulled it out, stand against the wall like an execution, put the barrel, because Bob, we were atheists, man. We didn't have hope. You know what hopelessness is? It's being like a blind man in a dark room chasing black cats that simply are not there. There are a lot of people out here who feel that way right now. Maybe they're hooked on drugs. Maybe they've had an abortion. Maybe they're going through a bad divorce. Maybe they have a health issue. And they feel as though there's no hope. I don't say stop.
Yeah.
I was there. I put the gun to my head. I pulled the trigger and wanted life to end. My mom had enough sense to put a safety on the gun, so I couldn't pull the trigger, and I just left despondent and went back to my bed and just banged my head against the wall. That's how I went to sleep, to try to forget about the pain, the abuse, all the things we're going through, and I just wanted to die. I want to tell people right now, if that's where you are, that's a lie from Satan, because everything you go through in your life is a down payment on your destiny. You see, you can't have a message without mess. Mess age. God will take the mess you're in right now, the divorce you're going through, the childhood trauma you've been through, the job you just lost, the health issue you're going through, all of that mess that you think is there to harm you, it is a lie. It is to give you the insight, the perspective, the love, the compassion for other people who are suffering. That mess with age on it, my dear beloved, will become the most dynamic, divine message of your life. So don't you give up. Don't you turn around. Don't you throw in the towel. I was 10 years old. I had nobody to talk to me, so I'm talking to you. I survived it. And guess what? I thank God for it. Because when I talk to presidents and I talk to football players and I talk to people who are down and distraught and they think they can't make it, I tell them, talking to a trick baby here, a molested child, poor, broken, didn't understand how to learn in school, couldn't read and write, retarded and called stupid. But God, in the midst of all of that mess, came down through a teacher named Mrs. Spears, who was sent to my school just for me. She had a Gideon Bible, and she read me a phrase of scripture that changed me forever. I hope it changes you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you came forth, I set you apart to be a prophet unto the nations. And I read that, and my life began to have something I didn't know before, something that came into my brain, which is called hope. There's a reason for your suffering. There's a reason for the pain. There's a reason, because God will turn your pain into power, your wounds into wisdom, your scars into stars, your tragedy into triumph if you give it to him. You see, Bob, you cannot heal what you don't reveal. The devil is a child molester. He wants to keep you in a corner, whimpering and crying and self-pity and wanting to kill yourself. He doesn't want you to think you'd ever tell, because when you go through abuse, when you've been beat up and beat down and rejected and broken, you have this mindset. Don't talk. Don't trust. Don't feel. And pretend nothing ever happened. And live your life in a quiet desperation and slowly become the living dead. I'm here to free you by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. It says in the Word of God in Revelations, and they shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the power of their testimony. No test, no moment.
Ron,
have something to share.
I got to stop the revival here just for a moment because I got to take a break. You know the nature of radio. And I got to take just a quick break, and then we're going to unleash Ron Archer again. Folks, the book is What Belief Can Do. Get it. And I'm serious. If you are within 1,000 miles of Ron Archer speaking, get in your car, get in an airplane, go hear Ron. You'll never be the same. You're listening to Bobberty Live. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is my privilege once again to welcome Ron Archer to the program. I said before the break, if you're within 1,000 miles of where Ron is speaking, go. Ron will be speaking at the Ridge Project Gala. Most of our listeners are very familiar with Ron and Kathy T. Arena. And the Ridge Project, it is coming up on April 2nd up in Cleveland. Ron will be the keynote speaker, and you can get tickets at theridgeproject.com. Theridgeproject.com. And again, the book, What Belief Can Do, from Salem Books. Ron, from your past, you could be a very bitter, angry person. And yet so much of your book deals with forgiveness. Why?
Yes. Well, one of the most powerful lessons I learned when I began to really study the Word of God was the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. This great young man who at age 17 had this dream, and he told his family, he just said, God showed me that someday I'm going to be kind of your ruler. And it was anathema, you know, for the youngest to tell the oldest he would rule them. And so his brother saw him coming one day and said, here comes this dreamer. Let's kill him and see what becomes of his dream. They threw him into a pit. He goes into slavery. He goes into prison. And then God elevates him. By age 30, he's the prime minister of Egypt. His brothers are starving. There's a famine, and they come to see him. And he says, and this is what changed my life. He said to them, hallelujah! You did not put me here. God did. To save many lives. What you meant for evil, God has used it for good. Thank you, Jesus. Once I got a hold of that concept of looking at life from the panoramic view of a heavenly perspective, that God, if you blame anybody, talk to me. I'm sovereign. I'm God. I allowed it to happen to you like Job, but for a divine reason. Everything that happens to us is for three reasons: God's glory, our growth, and the good of others. And once I realized what a wretched sinner I am and that I deserve to go to hell, and Jesus died for my sins and cleansed me and brought me into the kingdom of God, he only asked one thing of me: pass on what I gave to you. I forgave you. I healed you. I blessed you. I elevated you. Now forgive those that harmed you. Let me tell your audience, this is so important. We are most like Jesus when in the midst of our pain and suffering and anger and bitterness, when we can forgive. Jesus on the cross, the very people that crucified him are laughing and mocking, and as he's bleeding and hanging and all of these scars, he looks at humanity and he says to his Father, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. And if God can do that for us, and be forgiven and be restored. I said, who am I not to pass on this gift of forgiveness? And number two, forgiveness is not for anybody else. Forgiveness is for me. You know, when people hurt you, they've moved on with their lives. They're drinking Kool-Aid and licking ice cream cone, going to see the point. And you're still mad. We heard the old saying, when I don't forgive and I'm bitter and angry, I'm drinking the poison, hoping that you get sick. So forgiveness is for me to let it go, give it to God, and say, Lord, use this experience for your glory, my growth in the good of others. So I forgave the woman that molested me. I forgave the people that teased me. Because now, like Joseph, you didn't put me here. God did. In order to understand the brokenness of humanity, sometimes you got to get broken by humanity. Mm-hmm. Again, I'll say it one more time. But to understand the brokenness of humanity, you've got to get broken by humanity. What it gives you, though, is an insight and a compassion and a perspective. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, and peace. Why? So I can give patience, kindness, and goodness, and I can become humble, faithful, and self-disciplined. So it is the experience. If you have ever experienced the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God, you know, deserve, you know, you should go to hell. You deserve to go to jail. You deserve to lose that house. You deserve to get that disease. But God stayed his hand and he forgave you and he restored you. How can you not pass it on to other people who've hurt you? You are like Jesus when you can forgive them. I want to be like Jesus, man. I want people to say, when I'm long gone, that was a son of Jesus. He forgave like Jesus did, and that's why I do it.
Well, Ron, I knew our time would go fast. And again, I wish so much I could be at the Ridge Gala again with you. I can't that evening, and I'm so sorry. But Ron will be speaking at the Ridge Gala. TheRidgeProject.com is the website. In about 1 minute and no more because of the heartbreak at the bottom of the hour, what is the ultimate takeaway from your book?
The ultimate takeaway is everybody has a story to tell. Everybody's been through a storm, significant trauma, overwhelming, reasonable minds. But when you give it the pain to God, he makes it power. God will use it to give you a new life, a new perspective. Healing will come. Remember, you cannot heal what you don't reveal. And so I reveal myself to help you reveal yourself, and that's how people's lives get changed.
Well, this is the truth, folks. I was with Ron last year up in Mansfield, a place where Ron actually visited as a child because his stepfather was in prison. And one of the most powerful, and hey, listen, I have heard the greatest preachers of the last two generations in my life. One of the most powerful messages I have ever heard, and I mean that sincerely and honestly. The book is What Belief Can Do by Ron Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R. It is from Salem Books. You can get it at Amazon.com or SalemBooks.com. Get it. Ron Archer, What Belief Can Do. Ron, my brother, what a pleasure to talk with you again. I hope we can do it again soon.
My honor, sir. Blessings to you and all that you do. May God bless the work of your hand.
Well, amen, brother. Amen. Ron Archer, the book, What Belief Can Do. We'll be right back.